I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Ithaca baseball team won 6-3 over visiting North Crawford on Monday. After three games were canceled because of wet grounds last week, the Bulldogs opened with a conference victory and the Trojans fell to 0-2 on the season. North Crawford had early 1-0 lead, and after trailing 2-1, tied the game in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs had a two-run fourth and fifth innings to log the win. Ithaca winning pitcher sophomore Devin Iam worked six innings, yielding six hits, striking out six and walking three. Senior Micah Salisbury pitched the final inning, striking out two to help preserve the win. Cody Burns had three RBIs for the Bulldogs. His two-run home run in the fourth broke the tie and gave Ithaca enough to win. Wyatt Hilby had two hits and scored a run. Micah Salisbury doubled in a run and scored. Miles Candler pitched five innings for North Crawford and gave up seven hits, walked six, and struck out four. Landon Blaha walked one, struck out one, and did not allow a hit in one inning of work. Blaha hit a solo home run in the sixth inning. Sawyer Stoluka was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Cullen Jacobus doubled and scored in the first inning before leaving the game with an injury. Following the 6-3 win, Ithaca will prepare for a trip to Potosi-Cassville today. North Crawford will play Weston on Thursday. Yesterday, Weston was a winner over Kickapoo, 16-2 in five innings. Isaac Jennings got the win on the hill, going all five innings, also allowing two runs on six hits, one walk, and eight strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Hunter Coy, 2-for-2 with four RBIs. Corbin Gross, 2-for-2 with four RBIs. Garrett Granger, 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. And Garrett Jennings went 2-for-4. Isaac pitched a very solid game as well, settling in after the first inning. The team played solid defense with only a couple of errors. Also, the entire team was aggressive at the plate with 11 hits and 12 walks. The bats are really starting to come alive for Weston as they play game number 3 of the season. Coming up tonight, they'll be in Richland Center. We'll have coverage of that game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time around 5 o'clock. Wazekas Dubin was a winner yesterday, 12-0 over the DeSoto Pirates in Ridge and Valley Conference play. At a non-conference action, the Riverdale Chieftains lost to Dodgeville by a score of 15-5. Logan Cagle led the Chieftains, going 2-for-3 with two RBI, while Carson Kenyon drove in a pair of runs. Elsewhere yesterday, Portage defeated Richland Center 10-3 in a non-conference game at RCHS. River Valley was a winner over Highland 7-4. Belmont 16-2 over Southwestern. Iowa Grant 9-2 over Schulzburg-Benton. Lancaster 3, Potosi-Cassville nothing. Boston 7 and GET 3. Prairie du Chien beat East Dubuque 10-5. In softball, it was Wazekas Dubin over DeSoto, 12-0. Cuba City, 8. Iowa Grant, 4. Cashton, 2-0 over Hillsboro. Brookwood, 14. Nisita, 3. Boscobel, 5-0 over Darlington. Bangor, 6. New Lisbon, 1. Mineral Point, 9-3 over Southwestern. Baseball going on today, as mentioned, Richland Center hosting Weston. Ithaca will be at Potosi-Cassville. Riverdale visits Boscobel in the SWAL. Cuba City at Darlington. Fenimore at Southwestern. Mineral Point at Iowa Grant. Lafarge travels to Cashton. Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville. River Ridge at Highland. In action going on today in softball, Lafarge will be at Cashton. Platteville at Prairie du Chien. Lancaster visits Richland Center. Dodgeville at River Valley. Riverdale at Seneca. Brookwood travels to Wazekas Dubin. And Wisconsin Dells at Westfield. Southwest Wisconsin Conference golf teams have a quad going on today at Prairie du Chien. Richland Center will be there. Also today, soccer action at Richland Center High School. The Hornets will play host to Galena. The Wisconsin State Indoor Championship was held at UW Whitewater over the weekend. There were 1,484 athletes from 156 teams in Wisconsin. From Ithaca Weston, Kaylee Peterson placed 34th in the 60 dash and 20th in the 800 run. Channing Brown jumped 17-1 to finish 109th. He also ran the 60 dash, placing 138th. Tristan Peterson was 40th in long jump, 36th in the hurdles as well. The meet was the best of Wisconsin with very tough competition along the way. Also in sports, Tuesday night men's golf league action will have a preseason meeting tonight at Quail Run starting at 6. The meeting is open to golfers that want to play in the league, both new members and past members. It's important to organize the teams and prepare the schedule. You can stop by Quail Run and get an application or call Tim Callen at 608-604-2618 for more information. Major League Bowling action last night. Quail Run with a top series, 36-82. Frazier Home Improvement, 36-69. Pioneer Print Company, 35-15. Quail Run with a 13-21 game. Frazier Home Improvement, 1,300. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-56. Jeff Seckman had the top series, 7-17. Corey Davis, a 6-99. Terry Wheaton with a 6-65. Also, individually, it was a top game for Chris Huppert, 267, Dan Schweinfuss a 256, and Corey Davis had a 255. Jeff Frazier bowled a 605 series, 122 over average. Trailing 8-0 after four innings, the Brewers closed within a run at 9-8 last night in a wild game in Cincinnati. Aaron Ashby was the losing pitcher in the 10-8 contest between National League Central Division teams. As Milwaukee tried to rally from way behind, it got home runs from Christian Yelich and Bryce Terang. Ashby gave up 8 runs in 3 2/3 innings, with 4 of them unearned. And overall, the Brewers struggled defensively. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there. But, you know, again, that's going to happen. And we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough. Had some great at-bats, had the right attitude. And, you know, there's a million things we could have done better.
And Pat Murphy says there are players that are still learning their positions.
The infield miscues. We got a guy playing third base that hasn't played third base in his career until this year. And, you know, Reese has been off for a year. So, and he had a leg injury that he's rehabbing. So it's not like you just regain your form right away. But I love both kids, and I'm excited that, you know, they're with us and not anybody else. So.
The Brewers play at Cincinnati tonight again, 5:05 for the pregame time on WRCE. Elsewhere in baseball, it was Philadelphia 5-3 over St. Louis, the Mets 8, Atlanta 7, Colorado 7-5 over Arizona. Washington beat San Francisco 8-1, San Diego over the Cubs 9-8. In the American League, Cleveland 4, the White Sox 0, Toronto 5, Seattle 2, Houston 10-5 over Texas, the Angels 7, Tampa Bay 1. Interleague play, the Yankees 7-0 over Miami, Pittsburgh 7, Detroit 4, the Dodgers 4-2 over Minnesota. Both the Celtics and Bucks could be missing players tonight at Fiserv Forum. Most notably, Giannis Antetokounmpo is dealing with a hamstring issue, and Milwaukee wants to make sure he's ready for the playoffs. There are 4 games left in the regular season. Wisconsin basketball recruited talented forward Zed Key just a few years ago. Now the Badgers are trying to finally bring him to Madison. Key has entered the transfer portal. He's reportedly been contacted by Minnesota, Boston College, and Virginia, among other programs. Wisconsin has a vacancy now. The top scorer, A.J. Storr, has entered the portal. Key wouldn't be expected to replace Storr's offense, but he could help cover things with the graduation of Tyler Wall. UConn delivered the latest of its suffocating basketball beatdowns, smothering Purdue for a 75-60 victory to become the first team since 2007 to capture back-to-back national championships. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.